Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, friend of the show extraordinaire, the voice of the Jersey Shore from WPG Talk Radio and 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. Harry Hurley onto it, probably broke the news there. He dominates the Jersey Shore. He also worked for President Trump as a casino executive in a previous life. Knows him a lot inside the mind of Trump. We had O'Reilly on, who's one of my best at that. Harry Hurley's right up there. Let's go to Harry here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Harry, good afternoon. What can you tell us?
It's great to be with you. It's Dom time. Great to be on the show.
Thanks, Harry. What can you tell us about this developing story?
The Atlantic City High School principal, her name is Constance Days Chapman, previously suspended because the Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office in New Jersey, they've had their eye on her for quite a while. She was direct charged a number of months ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor took her recently before an Atlanta County grand jury and obtained a multiple count indictment, five counts of second degree official misconduct and all kinds of other charges, very serious in nature. And the story gets even worse, though, because we don't like to talk about children, but the child involved is the child of the mayor of Atlantic City and the superintendent of Atlantic City Public Schools. So it's a very big deal, Dom.
I didn't know that. So it's the mayor. He is both the mayor and the superintendent of schools?
No. The mayor is the mayor. His wife is the superintendent
okay.
of schools.
Okay. Now,
and they are both
Oh, boy. Wow. What a whammy. Yeah. And look, Harry, we're making the point that part of this, aside from the individuals involved in their own machinations, is when you have this one horse town, when you have usually in our area, progressive, like here in Philadelphia, the tendency is you're going to get something. I didn't even know the superintendent in schools was the wife. But we all know this is something, A, you won't be able to cover up, and B, every teacher at every level knows this is the cardinal principle. Slightest hint, you got to report this stuff.
Well, imagine an allegation that it is that, and the New Jersey Department of Child Protective Services has confirmed previously, and again, the Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office puts this in the comments about the indictment. The child went for help, and instead of getting help, the allegation is that the principal went directly to the parents rather than follow the law. And it's not just a policy or there's discretion that you could use your own judgment. You are required to report that to the Department of Child Protective Services, and they have confirmed that that was not done.
Wow. Harry,
now, here's another thing that's very important for your listeners to know. Mayor Small of Atlantic City and his wife, the superintendent of public schools in Atlantic City, so that's Marty and LaQuetta Small, they have also been criminally charged previously, direct charged by the Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office. This is not confirmed, but sources of mine have stated that they will, too, be brought before an Atlanta County grand jury, and if passed this prologue, and it usually is, the initial charges of the principal, Days Chapman, happened about 2 weeks before the mayor and the superintendent were criminally charged thereafter. So I can't tell you for sure that they are going before a grand jury, but that is what my sources say. And I also, we don't know until a grand jury, observes the facts of the case, whether if it goes to the grand jury, they will be charged. But that's the direction all this seems to be heading.
More broadly, Harry, I mean, you're in the center of this every day. Atlantic City in some ways seems worse than Philadelphia because you have fewer countervailing forces there. It's not just you don't have the Republican Party, although there was a win there once. But it's also smaller, but with increasing development money, casino money, and all that, AC is not any small town of 40,000 people. It's huge. And you're going to get more. I mean, look at this. You got the superintendent and the mayor involved in this.
Right. And they're responsible for $500 million a year in budgets. Also, I'll just concede it on the Dom Show. When you take prorated for size and things like that, Atlantic City circumstances are worse than Philadelphia. There is consistent violent crime. Business is leaving Atlantic City. Business that Atlantic City used to be able to attract, they are losing to other jurisdictions. Atlantic City, in my estimation, is in the worst shape that it's been since the 1964 Democratic National Convention, which turned Atlantic City into a ghost town until casinos were approved in 1976 and opened in 1978.
And is it still under state direction?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. So, Harry, one other, and we really appreciate you coming on. Again, when we talked with O'Reilly today, who talks with Trump a lot. You actually worked under Trump at a pretty high level, know the mind of Trump. First of all, I'm a fan of a second debate. So was O'Reilly, to go into that. And the hope is that Trump saw all he had to do was go after the media in real time here. Just telling people in the debate, look at what they're doing here. Look at the fact checks and calling them on that. And there were a couple of other things O'Reilly talked about. Illegal immigration was what he wanted to get across. How about recognizing at the beginning the families who were devastated by this, killed and or rape, and asking VP Harris, would she join him in saluting those families? What do you think happened with Trump?
Well, he didn't lose as bad as people are saying. I mean, remember now, he went in there 3-on-1. There was misconduct that I think should actually be reviewed professionally by David Muir and his partner,
Lindsay Davis.
That was absolutely atrocious. So he's fighting 3-on-1, and you know the game. If you're explaining, you're losing. So they put him on defense the entire debate. 95 minutes. They couldn't even keep the time frame straight. It's supposed to be 90. It was 95 minutes if you count. Remember, Harris didn't even answer the first question. Are Americans better off now than they were 4 years ago? And she went into some Valley Girl, California. So I was a child raised mm-hmm. as a middle class child, and still hasn't gotten around to answering whether we're better off than we were 4 years ago. Trump did better. And I'm going to tell you something. When you look at all the objective evidence, Harris hasn't moved the needle with undecideds. And even in CNN polling and some of the other outfits, Trump improved his standing. So, you know, you can lose a debate and still the other person not win.
I would counter with you on that. As much as I agree with much of what you said, we haven't really
seen the numbers.
We haven't seen them yet. But here's what I would say. She was on the ropes. We were seeing what she's about. The drip, drip, drip was happening. If he had a normal debate there, even status quo, however you want to look at it, Harry, I think by the weekend, we would have seen her on the ropes even a bit more, almost ready to be pushed off. It's a missed opportunity. So let me bring you to it. Even though it's an ambush, do you do a second debate?
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason you do a second debate, and I'll tell you there's a lot to what Trump said, though. The second the debate was over, they wanted a new debate. They don't think that they won. The media is saying how they won, but you don't do that. The champ doesn't ask for a rematch after the champ knocks out.
Okay, and I'll counter with this. They do. They think they're trolling you. They think they can get a few more days of mileage out of this. Hard to know whether they really want it or not.
Hey, listen, be careful what you wish for. One thing I will tell you about my former boss, who I know very, very well, he doesn't do the same thing twice in a row.
That's what I wanted to hear, yeah.
He has had a bad debate before, and he comes back very strong the next time. The next time, what he would need to do, if you get 2 minutes, do your thing in the first 90 seconds, and every single time the mic is yours, the last 30 seconds, it's like Sugar Ray Leonard, how he used to steal rounds in the last 30 seconds. You go off in the last 30 seconds, and you hit Harris on everything she's done. The 13 dead that they don't even recognize died. They have the audacity to say no one's died on their watch, which means they don't even acknowledge that these people died. And ladies and gentlemen, America, they've never even called these people. You bring that up. You bring up her policies. You bring up everything. And that's how he wins next time, by not being on defense, by totally going on offense. No matter what she says, he goes on offense the next time he gets to speak.
Well, and Harry, I guess you'd agree, too. I mean, it's an ample opportunity to call out the media. You don't have to savage them, per se, but point out in real time what they're doing, all the fact-checking. The Charlottesville was such a good opportunity to say, does ABC News still want to say I said fine people about racial supremacists?
Right.
Everybody has debunked it.
2025.
Right.
There were many opportunities to correct her when she said that I've made my position clear on fracking since 2020. No, you have not. So there's a lot of, you know, meat still on the bone that did not get picked. But again, that was because of Muir and his partner. They were atrocious in that debate. The next time, it won't happen, because the next panel will either be Fox News, possibly NBC. I think there is going to be a second debate. I think there should be a second debate, and the Harris camp should not be asking for it, but it's too late. They already did. They're going to save the tape, Mr. Borowski.
Wait a minute. You can't say Mr. Borowski.
I like
the show.
That.
Hey, by the way, Harry,
the first time I've ever been called
Harry, you don't have a dog. You don't have a pierogi in this, but I'm saving this article here. The Inquirer says, what a shout-out to Polish Americans in Pennsylvania. A rare moment in the spotlight.
Felt special, Dom.
For the 700,000 Polish people in Pennsylvania. Wow.
Well, executive producer Mr. Borowski, mark the tape, because the Harris camp is going to rue the day that they wanted a second debate.
All right, Harry, thank you. Great work as always, too. Thank you, Harry, very much.
Thank you, Dom, and to your team.
All right, Harry Hurley here on Talk Radio 1210. By the way, Dan, what do you think is the principal ethnic group? I would have guessed wrong on this, and I contend that the Inquirer's not right. Polish ancestry, I think, is fifth. I'm looking for it, what they have. Yes. You rank fifth in Pennsylvania, Dan. What's the number one group, they say, ethnically, according to census data?
Irish.
No, that's what I would have guessed.
Wow, really?
Yeah, where we're living.
Italian?
No, Italians are third, and English are fourth.
Huh.
What? What's number one? Henry, what do you think?
Haitian?
No. That's right, like getting crazier. Here, all right.
Yeah, he's screening a call. Sorry about that.
All right, German. German is number one.
Well, you know what? I'm an idiot. That's obvious.
Well, how is it?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
They're all considered German?
There's an entire language. Yeah, I thought so. I mean, isn't Dutch German?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, I mean, I thought they were Dutch. Why am I off in the Pennsylvania
Dutch? What do you mean Dutch is Dutch? Is Dutch not German?
No.
Dutch is Amsterdam?
You're thinking of Deutsch?
Yeah. Netherlands?
You're thinking of Deutsch. Yes, Amsterdam, Holland, the windmills.
Oh, you're right.
They're the windmills again.
I always get that messed up. That.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so it is not, and Italians are only third. I thought it was Irish, too. I'm still willing to bet it is Irish.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. Those rural areas where it's German, how many of them are there, really? Okay. Let me take a couple calls, and we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Thanks to Harry Hurley. Thanks for Dan being on that. Isn't it proof, once again, of corruption, progressivism, or sometimes if it's a one-horse town and it's the other way, that's what you're going to get. Let's go to Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Earl, good afternoon. And thank you for bringing Joe tonight to the Don Trump event.
Hey, Earl, before you talk, is there any way that you can like press record on your phone and record some of that and send it over?
Oh, gold.
I made sure to tell his son to make sure Joe has his heart medicine. I mean, if he's going to be driving with me, he's going to need that.
I'm holding on tight.
And you almost had it right. The reason they're called the Pennsylvania Dutch is it's a corruption of the word Deutsch for German. So it's actually the Pennsylvania Deutsch, but they pronounce it the Pennsylvania Dutch.
So they are German then, Earl?
Oh, wait a minute.
Are they Netherlands? Okay.
Yeah, but there's that many of them?
Yes. I have neighbors that I thought were Mennonite, and turns out they're actually what's referred to as German Baptist. There's the Amish, there's Mennonite, there's German Baptist, there's Anabaptist, there's a whole bunch of Germans all over the place that you ever think about the Quakers and how they came to Pennsylvania for religious prosecution. The Germans had the same thing where they were persecuted in Germany, and they came to the States, and they got into all sorts of different arguments amongst themselves and broke into different sects in the 1800s.
All right, Earl, what is your answer today?
My answer is Back to the Future, where they changed it from gigawatts to gigawatts.
All right.
But then again, they have the photo system that's called a GIF. It used to be called GIF, and they changed that to GIF. So is it pronounced as a G? Is it pronounced as a J? But my main answer is they changed it from gigawatts to gigawatts when it's obviously spelled with a G.
I had no idea it was initially GIF, and now it's GIF. Wow.
Okay, thank you, Earl. We'll see you tonight with Joe of Exton. Let me go to Bill in Bucks County. It's a pretty good one, too. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. What's your change?
Hi there, Dom and Dan. By the way, Bucks County is the home of the shrine to Czechoslovakia, just so you know.
Ah, okay.
Is that a bad word?
No.
Okay.
All right, what's your answer, Bill?
Sure. My answer is very quietly and secretly, Dunkin' Donuts is becoming Dunkin'.
Yeah, they want to emphasize the coffee. Thank you, Bill. I don't get it. It's still in there. The Dunkin's there. That's the coffee, and the donuts are there. This Campbell's Soup thing, I mean, this is 155 years. That's what we've been making this premise on. It's Campbell's Soup to make historic name change. They will be called the Campbell's Company. Just another dreary. I could just see the research, Dan. Did they go into the streets of Philadelphia? Yeah, wouldn't you buy more products if it were just the Campbell's Company? All right, Dan, do I have enough lines here? I know Henry's not.
Why don't you take one more side question,
one more,
Gary.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Gary of Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Gary, what's the change?
Let's not change what we were all here, which is I'm an XY, you're an XY, Dan is an XY. Then there are people that are XX and XX and XX. There's only two genders that we were born here on this earth, and there's one or the other. Let's not have a sign on the bathroom door that has a guy on one side and has got his pants on, and on the other side got the skirt off.
Thank you, Eric.
Works.
You know, Dan, that's a whole thing. Dan, possible side. Write it down, please, because we'll have to discuss this. Signs that you don't understand. Bathroom, sometimes you just want to get into the bathroom. You're looking at the sign. It's a little bit unclear. Is it gentlemen? You know, I was in a bathroom. They had it. Was it at the... Where what? I think it was at the Spin Room the other night, where they actually had a guy in the bathroom, like at the casino.
Oh, really?
Imagine that job all day.
Wow.
Hey, would you like some Vitalis to put in your hair?
Did they have like cologne and all that?
Yeah, the cologne.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I didn't see a bar there, though, in the Spin Room. I got to say, maybe I just couldn't find it.
That's disappointing.
That's disappointing. And no food was there. But it is time right now for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Money gone.
All right, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to see Twas the Night Before Cirque du Soleil at the Met. And that's on Philadelphia on December 21st, 2024, 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale at LiveNation.com. All right, Dan, what do you have today?
Cirque du Soleil tickets on the board. I cannot wait, Dom. We have a big one today. A name change that was probably a good idea because I don't know if they'd be as famous as they became. So back in 1957, two friends, they grew up together around 14 years old, they first met, formed a band called Tom and Jerry, Dom, later changing their name in 1967 when they switched genres to a more famous name, becoming superstars. So Dom, you know what, I'll give the genre that they switched to when they changed their name. They switched to the genre of folk, and here you have the standard 50s kind of pop. So Dom, I'm going to play a song by Tom and Jerry. I want to know what these guys changed their name into eventually during their career. I'm thinking there might be a fan of this band out there that happens to know about Tom and Jerry, but take a listen.
Let's meet after school at three. She said, hey, babe, I got a lot to do. It takes me hours when my homework's through. Sunday will go steady, so don't you fret. Not yet.
Turn into the all-time, maybe besides Dylan, probably the most well-known folk artists of all time.
All right, jump in. I think I know it, but a pair of tickets, Cirque du Soleil. The Met is a great location. Saw Bill Maher there, the most recent, but 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Let's get a winner. More calls coming up, too, here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. You heard the clue. Pair of tickets. Twas the night before. Let's go to the clue.
The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low.
And what we're hearing is Tom and Jerry, a band from the 50s, which right. later changed their name in the 60s, started singing folk, and became one of the most well-known groups of folk of all time.
Jason, at the epicenter of where the big event is tonight, is downtown Collingswood ready for Don Jr. coming to town, Jason?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jason. All right. I know you want.
Is it Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes, it is Simon and Garfunkel. Jason, nicely played. We'll get you a pair of tickets to that. You are the winner today. All right. I was mentioning Collingswood. A lot of great spots to eat there. Ro and I probably going to do it after the event tonight, but still time to get your tickets. 1210WPHT.com. And continue to send me your questions for Don Jr. We'll play some of the highlights tomorrow on the show.
So just to wrap that up, Dom, back in 57, right. when first breaking into the scene, two musicians, young musicians, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel. Paul went by the name Tommy Graff, Paul was Jerry Landis, while Art was Tommy Graff, forming Tom and Jerry. Why? Because their names sounded too ethnic at the time. But when they switched over to folk, they went with their actual names, and the rest is history.
All right. Don Trump Jr. is just back from flying in tonight when he gets to the event from Ohio. He's been stumping the Senate campaign there for this Bernie Morano. When we had him on the other day, he talked about that. He talked about Springfield, Ohio, and this town in rural Pennsylvania having similar problems. Then we have Aurora, Colorado. The town here, the one in Pennsylvania, was proposing putting Creole on a stop sign in addition to English. So how are Haitians who speak French able to be driving if they can't understand the traffic signs of law? You know, similar thing again now with French. The insurance rates, the reckless driving, and the drain of services are so amazing that all three of these towns, Aurora is in the news because they overnight arrested 10 in a Venezuelan gang. And when we hear people poo-poo it, I'm looking at some Democrats. When Trump the other night, now he didn't slow down and put it out there fully, accused Kamala Harris of supporting transgender surgery and affirmative care and all that stuff for people that are here illegally. That's true. Time magazine, Time, which is still online, jumped the gun and mocked it. One of my sparring partners, Dan, Mark Lamont Hill, said it was the worst comment he's ever heard by Trump in the history of debates. Hey, Mark, you were wrong. Time magazine was wrong. Time magazine said they were mistaken. It is true. And that's an area where Trump in the second debate ought to spend more time, because I don't think Kamala Harris is walking that one back. Her spokesperson was asked about it. He didn't walk it back and say she's changed her position on it. In other words, this is such a matter of faith. They don't want to have to answer and say, yeah, I've changed my view on it. Same values, but we shouldn't be doing that. And Trump did bring it up, but it was flying by rather than demanding. They ask her, is that still your position? Have you changed on that? If she said that wasn't her position, then you have to go to them and say, can we have a fact check on that? Who's checking that? Can you just Google that? You know, we still have 50 minutes left in the debate. Google that and tell us, did VP Harris want to give transgendered surgeries? She was proud of it. She said it was the first time in California when she brought this up, and she thought the first in the country. Does she renounce that now? Trump has it in him to do it. That's why it should be another debate. I brought you two people today, Harry Hurley, who worked definitively with Trump, and O'Reilly, who's been talking with him, debate prep, the whole thing. Do another debate. Correct them in real time is the way to go. That way you're taking advantage of it. Now, we know about the bias. I know there's some people saying, well, I don't think J.D. Vance should do it. He absolutely should do this debate. I want to see Walls under pressure. I want to see what he does. He's in a uniquely progressive state. He's not used to being under fire at all. Is he going to take out a whoopie pie and start eating it there? What are the odds on that debate? How much food will Walls have on? Can I put this on my lectern? I'd like to munch during the debate.
He sees the grilled octopus and he's like, where's the fried food? Where's my
Yeah. Will he come out with a camo hat on? I'm sure this might be something you can bet on. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again.
Good.
Two things that struck me about the debate. They asked Kamala Harris very simple question. Are Americans better off now than they were 4 years ago? And her answer, but it wasn't an answer, was, I'm from a middle-class family, and I'm the only one up here that has a plan to help the middle class, which didn't answer the question. And I don't know if Trump got a chance to rebut that, but he should have come back and said, well, I can answer that question. No, they're not. And plus, I saw something else that struck me. They have them three lines at the bottom of the TV, red for Republican, mm-hmm. blue for Democrat, and yellow for independents. The independence one never rose or reacted at all when Kamala was speaking, but several times it shot up along with the red when Trump was speaking. And to a prior caller, I don't think that Kamala gained any ground. She succeeded just by surviving. And I know, I agree wholeheartedly that there should be a second debate. No doubt.
Yeah, without doubt. I would argue, I would say, Robert, I'm a little bit wary that she did gain slightly here. She stopped. It's definite that she stopped where she was falling step by step, so it takes more time off. But in a second debate, I hope you heard O'Reilly today. He ought to be sitting in the room with Trump talking with them. They're on equal levels, know each other 30 years. It was brilliant, the stuff he said that Trump could do. And Trump has it in him to do this. And yep. If Nora O'Donnell goes wild, which I predict that she will, Trump has the ability to bring her into it. She's unlikable. There's no damage there. And to use that, and if they say they're not going to engage with him, he can say whatever he wants. He has to be ready for that. But use them. David Muir, the Charlottesville thing, I was screaming there at the big screen where I was in the spin room. This is the opportunity. Fact check.
Well, I think the people who are going to vote Kamala anyway but weren't happy with it may feel a little better about voting for her now. But I really think that's all the positive she's going to get out of this, because she didn't answer one question. And America saw what me and you saw with the bias with ABC. And I think that's another reason Trump should do more debates, to continue exposing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because she's breakable. I mean, she, with the help of Muir, et cetera, had a survivable night for her. But if they had questioned her on this, on the Charlottesville thing, and said, Madam Vice President, that's a fact check, that's wrong, she's not used to hearing that. There might have been, you would have seen the real Harris there.
Well, I don't know if you read this, but Fox reported that Kamala was given several, in quotation marks, assurances from ABC before agreeing to do the debate. And I have a feeling that's what the insinuation was, you know?
Okay, well, we'll see. Glad we're in unison, though. There's nothing to lose in the second debate. What's your change, Robert?
I'm going to go with a fast one. Green ketchup. They came out with green ketchup, and I think it was on the shelf for about a month before people's like, we don't like green ketchup. And I don't know why they did it, maybe to save on food coloring. Who knows? But that was a terrible idea. Give me my red ketchup, because it goes better with my yellow mustard than that ugly green stuff. You guys have a great day.
That's a good one. The coloration of stuff, Dan. You know, anything that you're using that's kind of brownish, dirty looking, or whatever. You know, you got to be. Is Campbell's soup? I don't think people quite have gotten onto what we're saying yet. Or is this something that's to their benefit? They want to feature all these other products they have. But isn't soup the star? 155 years? All right, we'll see. Give us a change that was not worth it, backfired, something of that nature. And again, I do hope I see you tonight. If you're coming, come up and say hello. Probably afterward, Ro will be there. Dan will be there. Cast of some of our great callers, Earl, Joe Vexton, and Don Trump Jr. in the center ring. There's just breaking stuff all around him. Coming up, we played it at the beginning of the show. I want to play it one more time. Jimmy Kimmel last night attacking Kimberly Guilfoyle and Don Jr. in his monologue. Wait until you hear what he called Guilfoyle. We'll play that for you next and your calls. This year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with football with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you always know, only better. Your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like, and you get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 on bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. A bet you might want to look at, Dan, you like this parlay. Monday night, Eagles win. The over, take the over, 47.5. And, oh, man.
That's Henry's, yeah.
Henry's, and Covey scores an anytime touchdown. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, that's what he's calling for.
Oh, man, if that happens at that moment, we're all going to be saying, and if you bet 10 bucks, what do you get?
$220.
Wow.
I'm making you money.
I think you should get a half a million if Covey scores a touchdown
he's
here.
He's due. It's been almost 2 years now. new kickoff rules. That guy's explosive.
Man. Dan, are you sanctioning that? Or are you working on a 15-leg parlay?
No, usually a 25.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, bet 50 cents, win $500. Yeah, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
I could give you some more safer options.
Yeah, that's Henry's a little bit spot. I don't know.
Here. I'm high on cover.
Right. I love FanDuel.
I almost never take the over, but I'm taking the over. Atlanta, boy, I got to think about it. I'll take the over. And I never, Dan, as you know, I'm always an under guy.
Henry's got a great argument for the over.
Yes.
Two new defensive coordinators trying to implement a system. Raheem Morris on their side, and obviously we got I'm blanking on ours.
Vic Fangio. Okay. I'm on the fence. Well, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. Had to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom G or Dano's show. I'm coming to your calls, but boy, what a night to be with Don Jr. Here's Jimmy Kimmel last night. Mr. Empathy, Mr. Oh, how vicious Trump is. Listen to what he said, and Henry cut this up and viewed it, so he's pointing to Kimberly Guilfoyle when he's talking about drag queens. Guilfoyle spoke at this victory rally in Florida. So he mocks how she says comeback. That's fair game. But calling her a drag queen, is that? Here's Kimmel.
Meanwhile, down south, Trump's future daughter-in-law, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was wowing the crowd at the Florida Republican Party victory dinner.
And Act Three is the art of the comeback.
The art of the what?
The art of the comeback.
Oh, the art of the comeback. Okay. You know, these people, they hate drag queen story hour. No problem with that.
All right. There we go. All right. So nice, Jimmy. Tell us about your son again and empathy and everything else that's involved here. All right. Everything's fair game, apparently. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Gail. Here's one, Dan. Gail says, or Henry put up, down the shore. They don't say that in some news organizations now. They say something. What is it? They change it. They try to change it. Have you guys heard that?
No.
Not down the shore, or not down at the shore. Maybe it is down the shore. They took out part of it. Let's go to Gail. Gail, where are you? Tell me where you are.
Hi. Well, I am now. I've arrived to Ocean City.
So you're down at the shore.
I am down at the shore.
The at was taken out. Now it's just down the shore.
Down the shore.
Down the shore.
It's down at the shore. Okay. Go ahead, Gail.
I get very frustrated with Donald Trump. I love him, but there... He always repeats the same things. I mean, you know, it's always, for instance, the immigration, the border thing comes up. And, you know, he always says, well, in my administration, we did X, Y, Z, all the things we know about. And so she brings up the immigration bill, for instance, and, you know, how he he called everybody and said, don't vote for it because I wanted a campaign issue. But I just wish, I never hear him come back and say, thank goodness the GOP senator didn't vote for that, because this is what it would do. And, you know, I heard Levin one night, he had like, I think it was like five very succinct points of what results of that bill would have done. And if he could relate it to people, say, I forget the details, but it seems to me it was like, what, 2,500 people a day, 5 million a year?
Yeah, no, you're right on the, and you don't need everything exactly right, but pointing that out, also pointing out, and David Muir actually asked the question, but then never followed up. Why did it take you 3.5 years to come to this point that you finally wanted to do it? In other words, it's political. It's fugazi. You're doing this just to make a political point. And
if Frank could follow it through and say, okay, folks, think it. This is going to be there. This is law now. 5 million people a year. No questions asked. 10 years. That's what is that?
You know, yeah, no, look, Gail, that's why the critique is two things at once. It was an ambush, but Trump left a lot of things on the table here that ought to be relative layups for him, even under that pressure, as intense as that is. We talked to O'Reilly, Mark Levin. Look, the people that are should be in the room with him are Levin, O'Reilly, not Laura Loomer and nuts like that. That's part of the problem.
But he also doesn't have to wait for the debate to bring these points out.
Yes.
You know, he can do it at his rallies. He can do it in interviews with Hannity or whoever he's talking to.
Thank you, Gail. The problem with this in the rallies, the crowd gets a bit restive, to your point, Gail, in articulating these things, and he feels he has to entertain it. We get the entertainment part. That's where the rallies are a little bit of a stumbling park here. Scott of Mount Laurel, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, afternoon. Scott not there?
That was the wrong Scott. Scott in Lansdale.
Oh, Lansdale.
But you got Scott in Mount Laurel as well. Which
That's who I hit the wrong one. My fault.
Yep, you're good.
Hey, Scott, afternoon.
Okay, take two. my wife and I will be there tonight. Looking forward to it.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And I tell you, she was right on the money, the last caller, that when they brought up that immigration thing, I think I posted this on your Twitter at the time, Trump spent the whole 2 minutes talking about his rallies. And it was mind-boggling that he didn't address the immigration issue.
Well, we know that got under his skin with Harris. And look, we all know that's got to be difficult to hear. They're bored and coming home. But my God, the stakes are this high. If you can just ignore it, revenge is best here. She's vulnerable. Do not go into those areas. Stick to this point. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I mean, her goal is just to not talk about anything,
yes.
And he gave her that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the other thing is, and he just can't get sucked into these side topics. He just needs to come up with his five or six things that he wants to pound home. Like, he was great at the end. His great close about, well, why didn't you do it in 3.5 years? So that should have been the whole debate.
Now, Scott, on the upside on that, and look, you know how I despise TikTok, but we're in this. We got to win it here. That has gotten the Trump close on TikTok, 18 million views and counting at this point, telling us the first 10 or 15 minutes and the close. That's where the gold is. Just stick to those things.
Yeah, and a huge part of the bias is the questions they ask. You know, they ask about every made-up controversy that the Democrats have come up with. And he's got to just avoid it. Just say, just talk about whatever you want. I mean, look, they asked Kamala Harris were they better off they were 4 years ago? And she talked about her upbringing. So just talk about what you want to talk about. Forget it. What are you going to say?
I agree with that completely. No one's going to come and grab you by the neck or do anything else. So, Scott, what's your change?
Oh, last thing. Debate format. They should ask each other questions and just have a timekeeper. That would be the best.
Yep. Very good. I want to get this one in because this might be my winner. Tom in Rosemont on Talk Radio 1210. What's your change, Tom?
Dom, this change is a crime against humanity, almost as bad as soccer. When they took the bat out of the hands of pitchers and put the designated hitter in both leagues, they managed to ruin the American League for its uniqueness and the National League for actually having athletes play the pitching position.
Couldn't agree more. It's ridiculous. And Tom, I believe, and Henry might know, but in one league, I think it's in the American League, there's a designated hitter who's up to be the MVP. I don't care if he hits 100 home runs. No designated hitter can be the MVP.
It's Ohtani.
Hold on, though. You can't call it Shohei Ohtani just a...
Is he a designated hitter?
Yeah, that's all he's in
there
right now.
Well, he's stolen bases. That's a little bit different. Okay, he'll steal 50 bases. Yes.
Dom, the designated hitter was put in to let 300-pound, 40-year-old men still play in the league as opposed to young pitchers. Just think of this. The last pitcher who will ever have hit, unless it's Ohtani, Joe Blanton of the Philadelphia Phillies was the last home run by a pitcher in a playoff game.
Wow. That's got to be eons ago. That is that's
Love
a pretty
him.
Good answer. Yeah, Ohtani stealing 50 bases is, come on, that's small print, though. The average designated hitter can't be the MVP. The guy's different. He's the rarest of rare. As I give ground on the 50 stolen bases and 52, I think he's unpacked. That's different. But the average, come on. The average designated hitter, no matter what he does, I just turn baseball into that then. Okay. The lightning round is next. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, our lightning round sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 per month. Down payment, registration fee, and taxes due at inception. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. All right, some big change that you resist. Let's go to Tom in Percocet. Tom, what's yours?
Hey, hello. I'm from Percocet. Mine is the time spring forward, fall back. You got to deal with it twice a year. I don't know.
I hear you. Yeah, November 5th. Not that I'm counting, I think, is the day that we do it. Something like that. Dreadful.
Not a fan of daylight savings time?
No, not at all. No.
Keep the clock the same.
Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, welcome in. What do you have?
Hey, Dom, thanks. Hey, Dom, real quick. I remember sometimes way back in the day where a pitcher was used as a pinch hitter.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how good they can hit. But, you know, Dom, when I was real, real young, my father worked on the Reading Railroad, and I had a friend whose father worked for Penn Central. They called it Pensy. And we would, like, jive around with each other, who was better. But one morning we woke up and they stole the identity. It became Conrail. And just like that, these little railroads were gone when they merged to Conrail.
That's a good one. Well, hey, Dan, tell it to Campbell's Soup, who's not soup anymore. The Campbell Company.
I can't believe that.
They gotta sell us Prego and V8. Oh, man. Maybe the guy will call in tomorrow and say why they're doing that, but I just think it's...
Campbell's Chunky Chicken Corn Chowder. Now heartier with even more chicken.
No,
sure beats another frozen dinner.
One game before you go. I'm McNabb.
No, I'm McNabb.
Come on, Donovan. I'm always McNabb.
I am McNabb.
Boys, play nice.
Andy and King of Prussia, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Andy, what's yours?
It's great here in Harry, okay. I don't miss this at all. Those automatic shoulder belts from the 80s that came and went were, I don't know how many people they strangled. They were the worst invention ever, for sure.
All right. Thanks, Andy. And Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, final hitter, what's yours?
Yeah, Dom. You know, I believe it was sometime in the 1940s, the Phillies, some knucklehead, decided to change the team's name to the Philadelphia Blue Jays. And it only lasted a year or two, but, you know, wisely, they changed it back.
All right, pretty good. I would say my bias is I think the best of the four teams' name, the Sixers, fits Philadelphia beautifully.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, thank you. Dan just going to give the Eagles answer to please the crowd. All right, let's get a winner quickly and give what's going to happen tonight. Dan, any people you think of here?
A couple good ones, Dom. Kick returns in football. Joe in Columbus spurned a lot of conversation. Good. Duncan was a good one, similar to Campbell's. The universal DH. Conrail swinging all railroad names, springing the clocks forward, automatic seat belts. I'm leaning towards the kick returns in football.
I got the DH. Henry, what do you say?
I'm a sucker for it, too. I got to lean towards the universal DH as well.
Okay, all right, there's the winner. Tom and Rosemont, attorney Tom. All right, just moments away. Got to go home. Get up, Ro. Dan's got to go home. And then come back. We will see you over tonight at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. Big event with Don Jr. and cast of thousands. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. Richie always next for 4 big hours on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.